Chairs No Waiting, episode number 356, Mayberry Trivia by the Book. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Check out Weavers. There's all kinds of amazing things there, including the 2016 Mayberry Calendar, the Mayberry Trivia Book. You don't want to miss that. We're going to talk about that tonight on the podcast by Scott Hopkins. Head over to Weavers and check it out. And you also got some sweatshirts over there, brand new stuff that you guys might like. A Wishing I Was Fishing sweatshirt, all over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. Thank you for your support, and thank you for joining us here on the show tonight. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. It's always my great pleasure to have you guys here with me just to spend a little bit of time in Mayberry. Now, today, tonight, whatever time you're listening to this, we're going to be doing Mayberry Trivia by the Book. Okay, so there's a brand new book out that I just mentioned about Weavers. It's called Mayberry Trivia. It's by Scott Hopkins. It's called 1,500 Questions About a TV Classic. We're going to be playing the game, well, kind of the game that you can actually make out of this book, because he's got different kinds of questions in here. He's got multiple choice. He's got true and false. And he has general questions, you know, ones that you just have to know the answer to. And we're going to play a mixture of those tonight. So everybody grab a pencil and a piece of paper and keep score. Okay, so I'll be announcing the scores as we go. True and false questions are worth 1 point. Multiple choice questions are worth 2 points. And general questions, well, they're worth 3. Okay? All right, so everybody ready? All right, so we're going to run through those in just a second. Thanks to Scott for doing that. And I just want to let you know that if you buy this book, it's a very good book. In the acknowledgments, I think I mentioned last night, my name's in there. I'm in a book. Awesome. All right. So, hey, thanks. Thanks for that, Scott. And we will now begin some Mayberry trivia by the book. Let me get us some background music that'll play while we're going. So let's have a little Mockingbird by the VW Boys. That sounds a little trivia-like, doesn't it? Put you in the mood. All right, folks. So here we go. Mayberry trivia about a TV classic. By Scott Hopkins. Question number one. Everybody ready? All right. Question one. Let's see if I can get over here. All right. Mayberry trivia. This is true and false. It's worth 1 point. Okay. I'm going to write this down myself so I'll be able to keep up with this. 1 point. Everybody ready? The cave Andy and Helen become trapped in is called Lost Lover's Cave. Is that true? Or false? Okay. It's pretty easy. You got a 50-50 chance of getting this right. Not going to give you a lot of times. True or false? The cave Andy and Helen become trapped in is called Lost Lover's Cave. Okay. The answer is, that's true. That is what it's called. Yeah, so that is what it's called. True. Lost Lover's Cave is the name of the cave that Andy and Helen got trapped in when Barney the cave rescue. Remember that? All right. So question two. Question number two. Keep score. Question number two. Andy says he has never been without clean underwear while on a trip thanks to Aunt B. Okay. So Andy says he has never been without clean underwear on a trip thanks to Aunt B. Okay. All right, so true or false? That's the question is true or false. Andy says he has never been without clean underwear on a trip thanks to Aunt B. And the answer is, that's false. No. He said he had never been without a brown paper sack full of sandwiches. That's what he said. All right. So that one was worth 1 point. So we're up to 2 points. Keep up your score. All right, we got 20 questions, so we'll figure this out as we go. 20 questions, number three, again, true or false? Here we go. The question is, Gomer wants a tattoo put on his arm before he joins the Marines. Number three, Gomer wants a tattoo put on his arm before he joins the Marines. True or false? 1 point. You get 1 point for this question. Okay, 1 point. The answer is, Gomer wants a tattoo put on his arm before he joins the Marines. That is true. He wants it to have an eagle with the word mother. All right, how do you do? How you doing there? So that was 3 points you should have right now if you got all three right. All right. Number four. Question number four. Again, true or false? Mr. Dave's magic fishing lure is called Golly Splasher. Mr. Dave's magic fishing lure is called the Golly Splasher. All right, Mr. Dave's fishing lure, his magic one, is called a Golly Splasher. True or false? Okay. The answer is false. Oh, it's false. Nope, it's called a Golly Wobbler, not a Golly Splasher. Mr. Dave's magic fishing lure is a Golly Wobbler. So the question was false. It was not a Golly Splasher. All right, on to question five. Question number five. Barney knows an old German soldier. True or false? Barney knows an old German soldier. True or false? Oh, this one's easy for me, but I don't know the answer. Sarah in the chat room says true or false. So she got... You have to pick either true or false. Not true or false. Or false or true. All right. Barney knows an old German soldier. The answer? True. Do you know his name? Hugo Hotflash. That was his name. The old German soldier. He may be on the wrong side, but he was a heck of a soldier. All right. Our last true and false question. Bah, can't talk. The last one is coming up. Number five. No, number six. Question number six. 1 point still. All these have been 1 point questions. Number six. According to Barney, everything a fife eats turns to energy. Is that true or false? Everything a fife eats turns to energy. True or false? Oh, this is a good one. Good question. Great job, Scott, coming up with these questions. Not too hard, not too easy, right in the middle. Well, they're kind of hard. All right, the answer on number six, everything a fife eats, according to Barney, turns to energy, true or false? The answer is it's false. No, it all turns to muscle. Yeah, it all turns to muscle. Yeah, it's all muscle. All right, so that's the last of our true and false questions, I do believe. So how many have you got? There were six questions. You should have 6 points if you got them all right. So how you doing? All right, the next set of questions are multiple choice. Oh, multiple choice questions. They should be worth 1 point instead of two, shouldn't they? But they're worth 2 points. Okay, multiple choice. They're worth 2 points. So here we are. Number seven is our first multiple choice question. Who replaced Ernest T. Bass at the school crossing? Okay, who replaced Ernest T. Bass at the school crossing? A, it was Goober. B, Malcolm. C, Barney. Or D, Andy. So who replaced Ernest T. Bass at the school crossing? A, Goober. B, Malcolm. C, Barney. Or D, Andy. All right. So this is a 2 point question. So it's worth 2 points. The answer about who replaced Ernest T. Bass at the school crossing is Malcolm. Malcolm Merriweather.
Englister. You Englister. Yeah, I'm an Irishster.
All right. So that's number seven. Number eight. What sheriff, according to Andy, had a fat and stupid deputy? What sheriff, according to Andy, had a fat and stupid deputy? A, Sheriff Jackson. B, Matt Dillon. C, Buford T. Justice. Or D, the Sheriff of Nottingham. OK, Okay, what sheriff, according to Andy, had a fat and stupid deputy? Was A, Sheriff Jackson, B, Matt Dillon, C, Buford T. Justice, or D, Sheriff of Nottingham? Okay, again, a two-point question. So how you doing? All right, the answer is, who had a fat and stupid deputy, according to Andy? The Sheriff of Nottingham. That's who it was. Sheriff of Nottingham. All right. How you doing? I think that's 10 points possible so far. Next question. Another two-point question. Number 9. Opie was saving his money to buy a coat for whom? Okay. Opie was saving his money to buy a coat for whom? Was it A, Sharon? B, Charlotte? C, Mary? D, Jenny? Okay. So Opie was saving his money to buy a coat for whom? A, Sharon, B, Charlotte, C, Mary, or D, Jenny? So it's Sharon, Charlotte, Mary, or Jenny. Okay. He was saving money to buy a coat for, here comes the answer, Charlotte. His girlfriend, Charlotte. All I can say is at your age, if you can be turned by a purity head, yeah. All right. So Charlotte, he's saving money to buy his girlfriend, Charlotte, something. All right. All right. So that's number 9. Number 10. Number 10 is still a two-point question. Andy buys Aunt B a new TV. That's A. B, a car. C, a freezer. Or D, a phonograph. Okay. Andy buys Aunt B a new freezer. Let's go in order. Andy buys Aunt B a new TV, that's A, B, a car, C, a freezer, or D, a phonograph. Okay, which one? Which one do you think it is? So that's, we're up to 14 points possible so far. All right, so Andy buys Aunt B a new TV, that's A, B, a car, C, a freezer, or D, a phonograph. All right, the answer is freezer. Did I give that away a minute ago? I didn't mean to. I didn't honestly think about that being the answer. I was just... All right, so anyway, the answer is freezer. Alan, you're not a good TV host. Never make it on Jeopardy, would I? All right. So that's, I think, 14 points were possible. All right, here we come. I think we got two more of these. So number 11. Number 11. Here we go. Number 11. What is Andy's middle name? Okay, what's Andy's middle name? Is it A, Jackson, B, Paul, C, Samuel, D, Edward? Okay, what is Andy's middle name? Is it A, Jackson, B, Paul, C, Samuel, or D, Edward? Those are pretty good selection there to kind of make you wonder which one it might be. All right, so the answer... What is Andy's middle name? Is it Jackson, Paul, Samuel, Edward? His middle name is Jackson. Andrew Jackson Taylor. Okay, that was Andy Taylor's name. Okay, now Andy Griffith's middle name, I believe, was Samuel, but it was Andy Samuel. It wasn't Andrew. All right, anyway. All right, so just a little trivia there for a little extra. Samuel is Andy Griffith's name, not Andy Taylor. All right. So let's move on to number 12. Two more points. Here we go. Number 12. What are the visiting hours at the Mayberry Jail? What are the jail visiting hours? A, 24 hours. You can visit anytime you want. B, from 2 to 4 p.m. C, from 3 to 6 p.m. Or D, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Okay. All right, so there's your selection. What are the jail visiting hours? Are they A, 24 hours? You can go anytime you want to. B, 2 to 4 p.m. C, 3 to 6 p.m. Or D, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. All right, so the answer is... You ready? The answer is, what are the jail visiting hours? 2 to 4 p.m. So B was the answer. 2 to 4 p.m. All right, so here we go. Let's go on to the next set of questions. I believe we're about to start our general questions. Let's see. I was right. For 3 points. So these are 3 points. 2, 3. All right, 3 points. What Maybarian buys Floyd's Barbershop? Oh, this is an easy one for me. Easy. What Maybarian buys Floyd's Barbershop? Okay, it's worth 3 points. Three. 3 points for you. All right. What Maybarian buys Floyd's Barbershop? Oh, this is a good, funny one. The answer is Howard Sprague. That's right. Howard Sprague bought Floyd's Barbershop. Color episode. Books doesn't discriminate. Black and white and color. All right. So, as you may have guessed, there may be some Floyd questions in here. Number 14. How many years had Floyd operated his barbershop in Maybury before it was sold? 3 point question. 3 point question. How many years had Floyd operated his barbershop in Maybury before it was sold? That's a good one. Good question. Don't remember. Long time. How many years had Floyd operated his barbershop in Maybury before it was sold? I'm fixing to give the answer. If you don't want to know, you can pause. But here comes the answer. He had operated his barbershop in Maybury for 28 years before it was sold. Okay? 28 years. Next up, number 15. Question number 15. Here comes the question. Number 15. As a child, what did Andy try to eat in Floyd's barbershop? As a child, what did Andy try to eat in Floyd's barbershop? Some reason I know a lot of these.
Hey, I know these for some reason. I don't get it. Yeah, I know that. As a child, what did Andy try to eat at Floyd's barbershop? He tried to eat that. Yeah, he's a good boy. Wasn't very bright.
As a child, what did Andy try to eat at Floyd's barbershop? The answer, for those wanting to know,
is shaving. It was shaving cream. Yeah, he was shaving cream. He thought it was ice cream.
Yeah. All right, so it's shaving cream. He thought it was ice cream. All right, so that's what Andy tried to eat at Floyd's barbershop. Number 16. So how you doing? That was worth 3 points, I should remind you. 3 points. The next one is also worth 3 points. Number 16. Now, this one's hard. This one's worth 3 points. 1, 2, 3. 3 points. Who beats up Harold Lovett? I think this is hard. This is a hard one. It's because it's not about Floyd. Or maybe it is. Maybe he beat him up. I don't know. Who beats up Harold Lovett? Number 16. 3 point question. Number 3. 3 points. 16. Number 16. Who beats up Harold Lovett? All right. 3 points. If you know this one, the answer about who beats up Harold Lovett? That Ferguson girl. Yeah, the Ferguson girl. She beat him up. poor Harold. All right. So that was number 16. Number 17. Everybody ready? Number 17. Whom does Mr. McCabe call a dropout? Okay. Who does Mr. McCabe call a dropout? All right, this is a tough one, too, if you don't know it. I guess if you know it, none of them are tough, are they? Scott did a great job on these this trivia book. This is the kind of stuff I love. I don't know if you do, but I love ask a question, get the answer back. Whom does Mr. McCabe call a dropout? Okay, that's all the time I'm giving you. You can pause if you don't know. The answer is Barney. Barney Fife. He calls him a dropout. All right, number 18. We have 18. We've got two questions left after that. Okay, number 18. Here we come. What subject does Andy tell a group of boys was hard for him when he was growing up? What subject does Andy tell a group of boys was hard for him when he was growing up? Okay, what subject? Come on, think about it. You got it. I know you can do it. Come on, you can do it. What subject does Andy tell a group of boys was hard for him when he was growing up? The answer is history. He said history was hard for him. All right. So next up, number 19, two questions left. That was a 3-point question as well. Number 19, also a 3-point question. Who blew up the chemistry class? Who blew up the chemistry class? Who blew it up? Who blew up the chemistry class? Number 19. This is a 3-point question. It's worth 3 points. Somebody blew up the chemistry class? I missed that one. That must have been talked about, not actually happening, because that would have been pretty funny to see. All right. Who blew up the chemistry class? The answer is Albert Kitcherly. I hope I said that right. Albert Kitcherly. He blew it up. Come on, Albert. Don't be blowing up the chemistry lab. Who blew up the chemistry class? It was Albert Kitcherly. All right, number 19, our final question. Number 20, our final question. All right, number 20. Midnight Madness perfume makes Andy smell like what? Okay, so this is worth 3 points. It actually makes him smell like two different things. Okay, so I'm going to give you, if you can get them both, 6 points. Okay, so it's a 2-point. So if you can get them both, you get 6. But if you only get one, you still get 3. Okay, so that means we've got 40 points total available with a bonus 3 points. Okay, so we've got 40 plus a bonus of 3. So 43 total points possible. Okay, so the question again is Midnight Madness perfume makes Andy smell like what? Okay, Midnight Madness perfume makes Andy smell like what? All right, the answers. There's two possible answers. Okay. One of the answers is like a gardenia blossom, or also we would accept like a beauty parlor. Okay. Like the beauty parlor. All right, so those are the two answers. And if you got either one of them, you got 1 point. The total point total is actually 40 with a 3-point bonus. So you could have possibly gotten up to 43 points if you got the full number of points plus the bonus 3 that I gave you right there. Okay? That was something I threw in. Scott didn't have that in his book. That was my own creation. So, all right. I added to the game. All right. So gardenia blossom is the answer we were probably really looking for. But it also would have been correct if you said the beauty parlor. Okay? All right. So how did you do? How'd you do? Now, this is what this whole book, Scott's book, for those that haven't gotten it yet, this is a really cool book. I think it'll be something you want to get. You can get it over at Weaver's, and it's really fun. It is absolutely full of questions like this. And the fun part, you can sit there and read them to your friends and read them back and forth. Different sections of the book have different kinds of questions. So you have part of the book has general questions, and then you have multiple choice questions. And then you also have the true and false questions. All right. So you can just turn to the part of the book, or you can flip around and just read a question from everywhere. That's what I kind of did there. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. Scott, thank you for putting the book together. It's going to be a lot of fun for Mayberry fans for a long time. And so hopefully you're going to like it. If you get a copy, if you don't, come back and play this again. You'll do better the next time. You can listen to the podcast or watch it on the video, and you'll probably do even better next time you have a chance to do it. So, folks, I hope you guys have enjoyed that. It's always fun for me. I love the trivia. I know a lot of people do, so that's the reason we've been doing it a little more often than in the past. And I hope you enjoyed it. Let us all know how you did. You can put it in the comments for the show notes when we put them up when they're online at Two Chairs No Waiting. Look for episode number 356, Mayberry Trivia by the Book. And put it in there. Tell how you scored. And see, and everybody will list out how their score was. So did you get, 40, or did you get 43, or did you get somewhere in there? Okay. So, you could have missed a question in there, but you got that extra bonus points if you got it. And so you can count that. See how you did. All right, folks. Hey, I want to thank you for being here and being a part of the show. I hope you guys enjoyed yourself. It's always a lot of fun for me putting together the trivia question episodes, especially thanks to Scott, I didn't have to figure out any questions myself. They were already in this book. So head over to Weavers and get yourself a copy. You won't be sorry. It's a nice looking book. It's pretty daggum thick too. I don't know, 300. It's a big thick book. 340 something pages or 50 pages probably. Head over there to weaversdepartmentstore.com and pick up a copy. Folks, I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at floyd@imaber.com or leave a note there in the show notes like I always tell you, or call me at 888-684-8415. Until next time, folks, we'll see you then here on Two Chairs.